separately to not go out to state and so on. So anyway, welcome to this special edition of our city council meeting. Generally, we're the second Thursday in the month, but this one we needed a call for one special reason, and then another one. We are going to break into executive session to discuss annexation policy and possibly some fee schedule for our building. We'll talk about that as well. And we've invited planning and zoning and land use authority to be here for those discussions. Generally, we begin with a pledge and a prayer, and I think we probably ought to do that this evening. I think we need all the help we can get. So I will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll ask Councilmember Brian Myers if he'll lead us in a word of prayer after that. Everyone, please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunity that we have to meet this evening as an additional city council meeting and get an opportunity to meet with our planning and zoning and land use board. We ask that thou please have a special blessing on us, that we'll be able to be thorough as we discuss the affairs of the city, be able to come up with good resolution and good discussions. We're thankful at this time that we can serve the citizens of Mandan, and thankful for the great place that we live, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we only have one item on the council agenda before we close council meeting and go into executive session. That one item, the need for it, the evening that we were all sworn into office, which was January 2nd, our good city clerk let me know that she needed to be on her way, and she did give us some time. However, we kind of identified what we figured we wanted to get advertising in a hurry and identify someone and get some training going on. We went through the process of putting out a job description after applications and looking through them and visiting with whom we thought fit. We have identified a person who we feel like is going to do a great job. We also are going to be adding to that position some responsibilities. So the position will be called as it was advertised, city clerk / office manager. And I would present to the council this evening, after going through the process, Stephanie Miller to fill that. What I'll do, and she's not expecting this, but I'm going to ask her to come over to the microphone here and introduce herself a little bit, and then if the council's got any questions for her, she can answer them, and then I will ask the council to please give a vote of approval for our appointment.
Thanks, Mayor. Ed and I have known each other for a long time. We graduated the same year, so we went to school together. And then I served on the city council for 10 years in Hiram, and I've also been the mayor for 12 years and the city administrator for 4. So I did run again, was not reelected. This opportunity came up. I would love to keep busy. I am not one to just have nothing to do, and I'm so used to being busy. So I look forward to that, and I just look forward to working with all of you, doing what I can do to help each of you with your jobs and help the citizens. Do you need anything else?
You know, you introduced yourself well. I will add that Stephanie and I have worked together on a lot of things over the years. Extremely knowledgeable, but very kind, very teamwork. I was very excited when she was interested in this position, and her qualifications are astronomical. So, Council, do you have any questions for who I would ask that we appoint?
No.
If not, I'll entertain a motion from Council.
A motion that we meet Stephanie approve Stephanie Miller as the new city clerk or / office manager. Thank you.
Have a motion. Have a second.
I'll second that.
Discussion, Council. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations. How about we swear you in?
Okay.
All right. Have that for
me. Can I give that to you?
I don't know. You handed me this.
Yeah, right.
We'll come over here. This is for the city clerk office manager position. Please raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
That I will discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's sign this. And then we have also realized. I'll wait. Let's see.
This is the one we get to sign and take a frame.
We've had a deputy clerk serving with the PNZ without an oath. We have realized so. We'd like to swear you in this evening.
She's not a deputy, she's just a clerk. Or she's the secretary.
Is she not the deputy?
No. She is planning and zoning secretary.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, then we won't do that. I thought she was a deputy clerk.
Shoot!
All right. Well, that could change because one of the assignments I've got here, our land use authority, who used to be mayor and a mayor before, we don't have many, if any, job descriptions. Exactly. One of our assignments that I have given our new office manager is to come up with our with job descriptions, and that might become a
The basics of it.
Yes, the basics, and we'll expand because we're getting more and more in the world. How many of you work for the state or organizations as such, and how many times do you get tired of hearing, "That's not in my job description"? That's good and or bad. So we'll discuss this later.
Since when do I worry about it? It's my job.
Yeah. All right, with that. With that, I will entertain a motion to close the city council meeting and open our executive session.
I'll make a motion to close the city council meeting and open the executive session.
Second. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, with that said, any members of the public that are here not for the reason that they were invited for, which is for executive session, are excused to go. If not, I believe you're all here for a good reason. So, what I'd like to do is introduce Marilyn Atkinson, who is our city recorder. She has come up with what I think is really good, a line-by-line annexation process. Also going to discuss fee process as well, but we felt like it was important for the council, the land use, and the planning and zoning to hear this, to see if there's any additions, anything that we can add to it, so on. I really believe it's important, as Marilyn and I talked about this, we want a good process that's good for the city, number one, but